Okay, so welcome back to class. Yeah, so we'll begin as we do with our standard operating procedure.
好，我们现在开始我们的 SOP.
And that's naming our sins to God the Father to restore fellowship if we have sinned.
好，我们现在要向天父认罪，让我们能够恢复与神的关系，如果我们之前有任何犯错之处。
Okay, let's do that now.
现在开始。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time that you've given to us now.
感谢天父给我们这些时间。
We give thanks for this environment of freedom, where we do have that freedom to gather together to study your word.
也感谢天父让我们有能够一起聚会的自由。
And via the means of the technology that we can even share this message with those that are in other places.
甚至要感谢有这样子的科技可以让我们不能够在一个空间 的群众也能够经由这个 internet 来聚会。
And we give thanks for your word and for the mentorship of the Holy Spirit.
感谢神的话语以及圣灵给我们的一个心灵的辅导。
And we pray thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告是奉着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so what we're going to do is review some of those principles that we did last Sunday.
我们现在要开始先来复习我们礼拜天所有的才刚学过的一些重要的原则。
So I'll just skip back to the PPT that we had the other day.
我们先回到我们前天在看的一些 PPT。
Now I sent this out to your phones this morning, so I don't know if it's clear on the Zoom or on your phone.
这个 PPT 已经都送给各位，让各位的这个不管是 LINE 群组或者是 WeChat 群组里面。
Yeah, so just to quickly go through, in Genesis chapter 6-8, we saw that Noah had found grace, that meant he'd become a believer.
我们先从创世纪六章八节开始讲，谈到诺亚呢，他找到了恩典，从耶和华的眼中。
Just like us, when we believe in Jesus Christ, that's the moment we find grace in our lives.
当我们就像我们一样，当我们相信了主耶稣基督的时候呢，我们也在我们的生命中得到了这样的恩典。
And that's really phase one. We talk about having phase one. That's when you believe in Jesus Christ, which we'll have a look at very soon.
好，这就是我们所谓的在属灵生命中的第一阶段，就是当我们刚认识主耶稣基督的时候。
And then we saw in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, starts off with a statement talking about generations of Noah.
然后呢，我们在讲到的是六章九节，就是当诺亚的这些后代们，就他们的这个后裔们。
It jumps around a bit in the Hebrew, but after this first statement that these are the generations of Noah, then it says that Noah was a righteous man.
就是诺亚他们这一代的人里面呢，诺亚是一个正义公义的人。
And then it mentions again, perfect in his generations.
而且再次的讲，在他的那一代人里面呢，他是完美的。
And that's a reference to the fact that he has perfect DNA regarding his human genes.
而这边所讲的完美呢，讲的是他的整个 DNA, 就是他的遗传是完美的，他是拥有完美的 DNA.
This is a very important statement.
这是一个非常非常重要的一个陈述。
But we're going to have a look at it later, because first we're going to talk about what the Bible is talking about Noah and his...what is his righteousness? And the statement also, he's walking with God. So what does that mean?
好，我们等一下还会再更清楚的讲说诺亚呢，他的公义以及他的完美的 DNA, 还有呢，他与神同行，这到底是什么意思？
Okay, because you know, to walk with God, that's one of your goals, actually, is to walk with God, which means that you're walking...In his direction with him, you're not walking in your own direction along that my way highway we talked about.
而我们在讲说诺亚与神同行，这其实是作为一个基督徒最高的一个期待。那是什么意思呢？就是说他是跟着神走同样的方向，是而不是走自己的 那条高速公路。
You remember that statement? That's what Rick Hughes uses when he's evangelizing. He says to, usually to the teenagers, for example, he's saying, don't walk that my way highway.
就是在 Houston 的一位牧师 Rick Hughes, 他所讲的哈，跟尤其他跟很多青少年们说，好，不要走我自己的高速公路。
God has a will, and when we talk about the will of God, that's what he wants you to do.
因为呢，神是有他的意志的，所以我们这是他的意志，就是我希望我们怎么样去做。
If you've seen the book, it's actually called Divine Guidance, and this is a very important book regarding the will of God, and you can find it on the China Grace Mission website. So you should be familiar with the website, but the book is called Divine Guidance.I can't remember the Chinese name for it, actually.
神圣的指引。
Maybe, okay. And it talks about the will of God, which has different categories. For example, there's the sovereign will of God, which basically says that whatever God says will happen. That's the sovereign will. The sovereign will. So this means everything that God has claimed or has said will happen, and that is in God's plan.
就是说在所谓神的意志里面、哦、这本书在 Grace Mission
China Grace Mission
China Grace Mission 的那个网站上面大家可以去找到、哦、有这一本叫做神圣的指引，然后他特别在提的就是说神他有的意志，神的意志他其实是分成很几种的，其中的一个呢就是说任何神他的意志，他只要他阐明了他声明出来的意志呢，就一定会成就。
And he also has what's called the permissive will of God. And the permissive will is when a believer, or any person really, is doing something outside of the will of God, outside what God wants you to do, but he lets you do it. So we call it the permissive will of God. Okay, permissive means he's permitting it, he's allowing it to happen.Okay, so the first one I'll just put up here, that's the sovereign will. Okay, and then you have what's called permissive, and he's allowing something to happen even though it's wrong. So, to permit.
就说在所谓的神的神圣的指引下面的神的主权呢，有几种。第一种是神的主权性的一个意志。好，那第二个呢，是神可以让它发生的意志。
And then, aside from that, God has his what we call overruling. The overruling will of God, where you're saying in your mind you want to do something, but God physically stops that. He does not allow you to do that. So he overrules. He's saying, well, I could let you do that, and I know you want to do that, but I'm not going to let you do that.
第三种呢是你想要做而神不让你做的这种意志。
In this book, Divine Guidance, you'll see there's an example from the story of Jonah. God said, you have to be a missionary, you have to go to the Assyrians and give them the gospel, because they want to hear the gospel.
约拿。好，这个事情呢，就是跟约拿有关，好，我们可以以约拿为例子，就是神要约拿去一个地方去传道，结果他一直不愿意去。
In the story of Jonah, you see very clearly these three categories of divine will.
在约拿的故事里面，你可以看到这三种神的一个意志，它是怎么样被分配，怎么样被使用的。
And as we go through these three categories, you could see this in your own life. If you can just think about how maybe there's something you've done or wanted to do, and how God has reacted to that.
而在我们的生命上，我们也可以找到我们的一些这种案例，就是神要我们做什么，或者是我想做什么，哎，神也让我做，或者是我想做什么，而神不让我做，就这三种。
See, the sovereign will of God said, as the king of the universe and in his omniscience, he knew that the Assyrians at that time in Nineveh wanted to hear the gospel and they were going to be saved. So in God's sovereign will, he said, I will save these people. Okay, so the sovereign will of God, as the king of the universe, he's saying, these people will be saved. They want to be saved, and I will save these people.
像比如说主权性的这个意志，就像神他说，这些人我要解救他们。那当神决定要解救他们的时候，这些人就得救了。
And to save those people, he had prepared Jonah for them to be the missionary to go to the people and present the gospel message.
而神呢，为了要救这些人，他就会要求约拿去到的那个地方去布道，去救他们。
It was a great privilege given to Jonah.
这是对这个约拿来讲是一个非常大的一个恩典。
But these Assyrian people, they were very scary. And in the eyes of the Jewish people, they knew that these Assyrians were very violent and very aggressive people. So Jonah's saying to himself, I'm not going there, I'll die.
但是呢，约拿呢，是很害怕去 Syrian 这个地方，因为那边的人是非常非常凶狠的。所以他其实从一个以色列的人的眼中是，那个地方是很残暴的一群人，他怎么敢去呢？所以他就跟神说他不要去。
Now, I don't want to freak you out too much, but I'll give you an example of what the Assyrians used to do to their prisoners, and this will show you how violent these people really were.
他那个 King 要跟我们说明一下这个 Syrian 这边的人呢、啊、有多么的残暴。他说希望我们不要被吓到，他要举个例子告诉我们。
Now, these are the same people that we read about in Isaiah, about chapter 36 to 38, 39, where they were coming down and attacking the northern kingdom of Israel, and then they came into the southern kingdom.
以赛亚书34到39节就有提到这个亚述人，他们那时候要来攻打以色列。
Yeah.And actually, before then, they'd attacked many, many nations around the Middle East. So Israel was just one on the list of many nations.
而亚述人呢，他们其实在那之前已经打遍了中东地区的各个国家。他们是非常骁勇善战、很残暴的一个会打仗的民族。
And these people, they would attack cities, and then they would take people away as slaves.
那他们去打了任何一个国家之后呢，那个打败的国家的人就会被他们亚述人带走去当奴隶。
And at night time, to relieve their boredom, they would have bets. So what they would do is they would take people, maybe prisoners that were getting old or some people that had been disobedient during the day, and they would take a person each, a slave each, and tie them to the ground.
哦，他们这些亚述人在晚上的时候会做一些非常残暴的事情，他们会把那些老弱的这些这个敌人的人齁，把他们抓起来绑在地上，好，甚至是比如说白天不服从的奴隶把他们绑着。
It's like a game for them, where whoever could get the most skin, remove the most skin from that person before they died, that person would win.
然后他们这个亚述人就做一个比赛，就是他要切这些犯人的皮肤，如果他能够切到最多的，怎么样，就是技巧最好，可以把皮肤切下来最多的，就会赢。
That was their entertainment.
那是他们的娱乐。
That's how horrid, how vicious these people were.
你就可以理解这些人有多么的残暴。
You know, at the moment, they have the Black Lives Matter people, and then they're protesting about how their great-great-great-grandparents were slaves and how bad that was. It was nothing compared to the slavery that happened in ancient history.
现在那些在美国的黑人在谈说他们的这个曾曾曾祖父当年来美国的时候当奴隶的时候生活多么的痛苦，多么辛苦，但是再怎么样都无法跟亚述人去对待他们奴隶的方式比较。
So Jonah had this genuine fear, like a lot of the Israelites and people in the Middle East, they had a great fear for the Assyrians.
所以约拿呢，就像所有的那些以色列人一样，他们是非常害怕亚述人的。
But he should have been thinking in his soul, well, God has sent me there, and obviously God's going to protect me. If God's given me this mission, he's not going to let me die at the hands of the Assyrians.
但是他应该照理说，他了解神要他去那里，神不会让他死在亚述人的手上。
And even if he did die, perhaps God was going to use him as a martyr. That would still be glory to Jonah and glory to God.
而如果他真的死了，那也是代表上帝愿意带他走了，他可以得到非常大的荣耀，为神而死。
But God had actually told Jonah, these people want to hear the gospel message. You need to go and tell them.
而且神也真的告诉约拿说，这些人需要也想要听到神的福音，所以你应该要去啊。
Now what's going to happen is that Jonah, he's going to try and run away, of course. He's going to get on a boat, and rather than going up to Nineveh, which is in the opposite direction, see, to go to Nineveh, you'd have to go northeast, really. Jonah goes west. He gets on a boat to cross the Mediterranean Sea.
而约拿呢，他却就因为害怕，他就决定要逃跑，不要去神给他意志要他去的地方。所以他本来应该往东北坐船走的，就他就往西边走。
See, and God allows that to happen. He allows Jonah to go down to the port of Joppa, it was, on the coast of Israel. And he allows Jonah to buy a ticket. He allows Jonah to get on the ship. And he allows that ship to sail off into the middle of the sea.
而呢，他神呢，就让约拿居然真的可以不往东北走，而往西边的地方，以色列的西方去，而且还让他买到了船票，让他可以登上船，然后还让船行驶走了。
Was that the will of God for Jonah to get on that ship and go sailing across the Mediterranean?
所以这个是神的，要让他坐上船，跨越地中海，这是神愿意让他做的吗？
That was not the will of God. See, that was direct disobedience to the will of God, to God's command, to Jonah.
这显然不是神要他，这不是神的意志啊，那是他要逃跑的方向啊。但是这些事情也发生了。
But God allowed that to happen. See, that's the permissive will of God.
所以这个就是称之为这个神允许他发生的一个状态的意志。
Okay, so again, the sovereign will, the overall will is that God is saying, in my plan, the Assyrians will be saved.And I'll use Jonah, but of course Jonah is going to disobey God.
所以呢，第一个叫做神的主权性的意志呢，这个是神希望他要往东北方传福音给亚述人，这是神主权性的意志。而呢，约拿他往西边跑是约拿的意志，但是呢，神也让他可以发生，所以这是被神允许的一个。非神，这然后是约拿的意思哈。
And actually, Jonah had bought a ticket to Tarshish, which is in Spain. Yeah, Tarshish is a big city on the east coast of Spain.
而约拿呢，就去了哪里呢？就到了西班牙的东方。
We know the story how once they got out into the sea, God said, "This is as far as you go. I'm not going to let you go any further."
那显然是他可能想要跑更远，但是上帝就只让他跑到了西班牙的东方塔夏这个地方。
And a big storm came up, obviously, and the ship was going to sink, and everybody would have died.
为什么说神只让他跑到那里呢？因为那时候就一个大台风，飓风来了，然后就把这个船给吹翻了，所有的人都接着可能就要被淹死了。
And that's when Jonah spoke up and said, this is because of me, so throw me overboard. Notice he didn't want to jump overboard, he had to be thrown overboard. And as soon as he was thrown overboard, everything went calm.
好，所以呢，约拿非常清楚这个是神的意志，所以呢，约拿就跟大家讲说，你们把我丢出去吧，这样的话你们就会安全了。所以呢，他就被丢出去，然后那个船就安全了，所以那个船就没有沉。
Under normal circumstances, that would be the end of the story.
照理说呢，这应该就是这个约拿就被丢到海里，他就该死了，就这个故事就该结束了。
See, Jonah would have died, and the ship would have gone on to Tarshish, and that we'd probably never hear about him again.
所以呢，约拿照理说就应该死了，然后这条船继续往他下那个他们的目的地去，这个我们就再也不会听到这个故事的后半段了。
But God's sovereign will was that the people had to be saved.
但是神的意志，他的非常主权性的意志，却是那些亚述人必须要听到约拿他的福音传道。
And that's where we see his overruling will, using his power to bring about this big storm. Then, of course, we have the big fish come in and swallows Jonah and takes him back to where he should be.
所以这就是神呢在行使他的这个叫做 overruling， 就是要怎么讲中文，就是否决权呢、啊，哈，就把约拿本来要逃离的这个想法给整个否决掉了，然后呢，就让约拿被鱼吃了以后送回神要他去的地方。
And he was in the belly of that big fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
那他被那个大鱼啊吃了以后，他在那个鱼肚子里三天三夜。
For some of that time, he would have been conscious, but I think a lot of the time he was actually unconscious.
他当然在那个鱼肚子里面，很多时候他都是昏迷状态的。
There's recorded in the scripture what Jonah was saying and praying out to God for his salvation.
You mean he was awake?
Just for some of that time, but I think most of the time he'd be unconscious.
所以他可能在那个鱼肚子里面，大部分时候是昏迷的，但是也有一些时候他是清醒的，他就在跟神祷告、忏悔，然后悔改。
After 3 days and 3 nights, Jonah was vomited up on the beach by the whale, and after he'd recovered enough, he went to Assyria and had a great ministry there.
他在三天三夜被这个大鲸鱼吃了以后，就被鲸鱼吐在海滩边上，然后他就活过来，然后他又去了亚述，而且在那边做了非常好的福音传教。
Even today in the city of Nineveh, there's actually still a city there, and there was a monument.Maybe it's like a sort of a grave to Jonah, because he stayed there for the rest of his life, and he died there, and there was like a monument and a grave to Jonah.
而约拿呢，到了那个亚述的那个村庄渔村，他在那边就是一直待到他死，然后那个地方还帮他立了一个碑。
So this is just to explain the different wills of God, though. So in that book, Divine Guidance, there's a few stories from the Bible which explains these three categories of God's will.In this book, Divine Guidance.
所以大家如果有兴趣，可以去看一下这个神圣的指引里面有非常清楚的说明这三种神的意志。
So getting back to the statement here, Ben, can you share the screen? When it says that Noah was a believer and was walking in the will of God, now this means he's following actually the sovereign will of God.
所以我们讲到这边 PPT 上说，诺亚呢，他是一个信徒，而且呢，他是跟随着神的意志而行走的。所以这个讲的神的意志是指的我们讲的第一种，就是神的主权性的意志。
You see, Christians like to pray, God teach me to do your will.
我们基督徒常常会祷告说，神啊，请教我你的意志。
And that's a good prayer to pray, but you have to be open to the answers that God will give you regarding that prayer.
这是一个很好的祷告，但是呢，你如果这样祷告，你必须要真的愿意接受神如果指示你的任何事情。
See, we know from Scripture that the will of God for you, it's very clearly said in Scripture, is to get to a Bible class and consistently study the Word of God.
因为我们知道神在圣经里面讲得很清楚，就是神的意志是什么。是要我们来上圣经课。
So if you're praying, God, teach me to do your will, you can guarantee that God will present an opportunity to study the Bible.
所以如果你对神来祷告说啊，神啊，请让我知道你的意志，那你很明白的就应该要了解，神是希望你每一堂的圣经课都要到。
Maybe at your church, yeah, you have this well-qualified teacher come in and he's opening up a new course.And the opportunity is there for you to go, but you say, well, maybe I should be working overtime because I need some more money or something.
那比如说有一个教会他们开了一个新的那个圣经课，然后呢，那你就有的时候就犹豫说啊，我今天应该要加班，不能来。
But you don't go to the Bible class. So you see, you're praying to do the will of God, but you're not doing the will of God. So what's the point of praying about it?
所以呢，你向神祷告说啊，请教导我你的意志。然后，但实际上你又没有按照神已经明确告诉你的意志去做，那你又这样子的祷告有什么意义呢？
Okay, but if you're doing the will of God, this relates to His sovereign will. In other words, you're doing what God wants you to do.
所以你当你祷告说你要知道神的意志，也就是神他的主权性的意志的时候，你基本上是想要知道的是神要你怎么做。
See, God might present an opportunity for you to study the Bible, but instead, on the night that you should be at Bible class, your friends have said, well, let's go to a party, or, you know, you should do some overtime. And God will allow that under permissive will.
所以当你明明知道神要你去这个圣经课，结果呢，你又决定跟着朋友，你的朋友把你约去 party 啦，或者是你的公司要你这个加班啦，那神还是让你做的，那这个神还是给你的是这个就被允许的一个意志。
So you really don't want to be in the permissive will of God. That's, you know, you're doing what you want to do rather than what God wants you to do.
而这种被允许的意志呢，其实根本我们就不该做。为什么？因为这基本上是你想做，而不是神要你做。
As regarding the overruling will of God, that means God is using some circumstance to get you to do what He wants you to do, but still, it's against your will.
而所谓的Overruling 的就是他会把你的推翻呢、啊，就把你想做的推翻，神会完全会创造一个非常无法，他就会整个扭转情势，让你想做的事情没办法做，然后他就是要你达成他要做的时候，这就是最后第三种。
That's where you end up in a situation you do not want to be in. For example, like Jonah stuck in the belly of the whale.
然后呢，这种时候呢，你常常会发现，你会在一种你真的很不情愿在的状态，就好像约拿被鲸鱼吃到肚子里一样。
Okay, so this is where you really want to be. This is where you're in step with God.
所以这三种神的指引里面的，就只有第一种，就是神的主权性的意志，才是真正我们应该要去跟随的。
Yeah, but regarding that concept about the my way highway, usually that means you're under number two or number three, but you know, you're doing what you want to do.
所以如果我们讲到说我的道，我的个人的高速公路，这一个话意思讲的就是第二或第三种，都是你想要做你自己想做的。
I tell you, we'll stop for a break now anyway. We're losing Zoom time, so we'll come back in 10 minutes, folks.